Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Chris, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
I have to know first, how did you find Organize 365?
Because of our daughter, Krisha, who is number 10 of 11.
And she got you a Sunday basket, right?
She did.
So, Krisha, thank you so much. But also, before we go any further, Chris, you have to re-show me your uniform you're wearing today for all of the listeners and viewers. She is holding up an Organize 365 mug.
We have tea.
For her tea.
We have to have tea or coffee on for our, quote, Friday basket, because that's how it works in this house. And we have the hoodie, the huggy hoodie.
Yes, I'm giving you a hug.
And we got the socks.
Okay, so the socks were a one-time event. So you guys really got in when you got the socks. That was October of 2021.
This is from Krisha. All of these.
All of your
God
gifts.
God has blessed us.
And you said you have 11 children. So who lives in your house with you now? And go ahead and tell us about your children also.
My husband, Art, and myself. He's 80, I'm 73. And Fluffy the cat, who is about 21, give or take, something like that. There's no mice in this new house. So we have no non-domestic living with us, which is marvelous. We've been here about 2 years.
Oh, how nice.
A little over 2 years. Yeah.
And you said you have 11 children. And
yes. Our oldest, August of 68, currently recovering from, you don't care if I cry or anything. She is recovering slowly from a neuroendocrine tumor that was on her pancreas, which is the same type of cancer that took our third child, Miriam, in 2019. And I knew we couldn't continue to live where we were in Upper Michigan because of the huge, it was over 3,000 feet, not counting the full attic or full garage. And it was just Art and I there, and Miriam was going down and was needing a great deal of medical care. We were driving 230 miles one way to Wisconsin for care because it had to be used, and at least once a month for that. And when he saw me take a step through the window, because he couldn't walk, he was on a knee scooter and couldn't really walk. And we were in the middle up there in the Upper Peninsula. He saw me take a step and I was immediately up to my hips in a snowdrift with snowshoes. I was trapped, except for digging with the reason I went out was to unclog the air intake for the furnace, because it was below zero and it was 10:30 at night or something like that. And so little by little, I could go straight down and get it. But I could see how people freeze to death. It was a unique experience, to say the least. I was able to get out. I got the pipe cleared enough that it would hopefully last through the night because the winds were fierce, and then got back inside. He was trying to call people to come help. But everybody was in the same boat with being snowed in, you know, with it was a lot.
So and are you still in Michigan?
No, we are in South Carolina.
Okay. All right. Good.
It happened. God, he just lined all the ducks in a row and yeah. We were blessed. And coming down here, our daughter's funeral, packing, mm-hmm. because of your ebook, I was able to do that.
Oh, wow.
It couldn't have happened the way it did without that ebook of moving.
Wow.
That was amazing.
I'm just humbled. That is a lot of things to happen all at once.
It really was. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm. What was the process like of moving? How long had you lived in that house in Michigan?
31 years.
Yeah. So what's that process like? I mean, that's not like, get your bags, we're heading out. I mean, like, that's a process.
We went up there with our firstborn was married. May 6th of 88, she was married. Krisha was born June 3rd, and we moved up on August 4th from Southern Michigan to Northern Michigan, and I loaded the truck.
Yeah.
And so then we get disorganized, right? To say the least.
Yeah.
So then we were in that house for 16 years. We moved 9 children, and our youngest was born then. We moved, and he was born in 90.
Okay.
And that's where we were until 2019.
So, but the process of moving in 2019, did you get rid of a lot of stuff? Did your kids come and take their stuff out of your basement? How much stuff did you move to South Carolina?
When children move, they usually don't come and take their stuff.
I know. That's why I'm asking the question.
I found out because mom hangs on to everything. I had a bookmark. Our John was here, and Annika with their 2 little girls. They were here taking care of me. And I had been using this bookmark that was his when we were schooling in, you know, back in the day. Here, John. No, that's okay, Mom, you know.
So you got everything moved. You got everything moved. You're doing organized 365
now. Miriam was too ill. 4 of the girls came, rented a dumpster, a 16 dumpster, filled it up.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that was the, we got rid of a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Pros and cons. I do not want to be Lop's wife and look back. Mm-hmm. You know, there was stuff that was supposed to come that didn't. There's mistakes that happen along the way that doesn't negate the rightfulness of the move.
Mm-hmm, right.
At all. You know, we'll go on.
It's definitely a process, right? I mean, like it's an event.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
I really think
it's a big transition.
You know, it was. And now we have a 1,400 square house and no stairs. So there's no attic, no basement, no up and down, no ramp to navigate. It's been very good.
How have you set up your new house differently than how your old house was set up? Not just in the layout, but in terms of, do you have different organizational structures in place? Are you thinking different about how you organize?
Looking at everything, looking at the closets, looking at everything, it's an eye for organization, be it as it is, for where the poor bird is at the moment. One of the things differently when we came, again, because of you, immediately setting up the kitchen was in zones right from the get-go. I never thought about zones before doing it up in Michigan. I didn't know such things existed.
And that's amazing to me because I always look at large families for inspiration about how they organize so many people in a space and keep it going. And so it's, you know, large, specifically homeschooling families tend to be really good at jurisdictions and zones and routines, and because they're all in the home all of the time and they're not out a lot. And so they tend to run their homes the most like a business because all these different things have to happen inside of these four walls. Whereas families that go out to work or go out to school or go out and come back, it's more of a communal event. And so you have 11 kids. So I'm thinking along the way, you did a lot of cooking. And I would think
there was maybe only 10 over there and grandma God. And a ton of company. But yeah. Maybe it's because I never grew up on the inside.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I wanted to do things that helped to launch them, so to speak, you know, and I was telling one of our firstborn, I said, well, you know, there are occasions I don't exactly think in the box. She goes, Ma, you don't even know what a box is.
Right.
So we did things, you know, mm-hmm. We were up for anything. And a lot of it was spontaneous. We would have a great deal of spontaneous company. And you have to learn that. My husband was in Pittsburgh until he retired. And we learned early on, you cannot have with his work. There was no such thing as that kind of a schedule. You could plan things, but the department would alter it out of necessity.
Right. Well, and I bet that ability to be spontaneous and go with the flow really was a blessing. I mean, you can't control 11 children either. Like there's probably always something popping up, right?
We had adventures. We could talk from now till the cows come and that ain't going on YouTube.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So when you started getting organized.
Still learning things that they pulled. I'm still learning things that they pulled while we were in school.
Isn't that fun? Like when your adult children tell you things that you didn't know were going on at the time.
Had no clue. No clue. I'd have been totally mortified. Now I'm on medication, so it's okay.
Okay, so let's go back to, I think you probably did this in your Michigan home. You were organizing your linen closet.
Yes.
And you said it took you 2 months to organize your linen closet because you did that first. Tell me about that.
Well, we were also downsizing and getting rid of beds. So that we kept a queen guest bed, or was it a king? We kept at that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our bed was a queen. And we had from bunk beds, you know, and so there was flannel sheets and a change of each for each bed. And you don't want to pitch them, the decent ones. And we knew people who could use, so you're trying to do that. You're trying to decide, is this good enough? Does this going to go for a garden cover for frost, you know, because you're not going to give this away. It is this, you know, it was hard to think. It was literally hard to think for doing it.
Because you had to decide what you needed, but also you were trying to be responsible in how you gave it away, whether what level use it had left in it, and then who could use that usefulness.
Yeah. Some of them I gave to our granddaughter and, you know, some to friends and neighbors and some to the garbage and some to the thrift store or the free store. We had a free store up there that was terrific. Angel Mission.
now that you've gone through all those linens and you have what you need for the beds that you have and the house that you have now, it's not going to take you that long to organize ever again, because now you're in the next phase of life and that organization is now done. Maybe 15 minutes to straighten it every once in a while, but not that same level of organization again.
No, no. Mm-hmm. But now we actually have linen closets, one in each bathroom. And that just holds the towels. The sheets are in the two bedrooms that we use for bedrooms. The third bedroom is, I call it the sock room. Point office and crafts, you know, so that's my sock room. And that has a lot because we're still unpacking. These came up last week. They just got put in. And so already I've emptied two boxes and there's several more that will be, be utilized, you know, that kind of thing. We're still moving in.
And how long have you been there?
2 years.
Okay, that's fine. Like, you've got plenty of time.
There's a lot that's happened, you know. Yeah. There's a lot that happened.
Yeah. And they just put your
cabinets
in.
Now I'm recovering just the final fractures. Mm-hmm. These, the kitchen was all in.
Yeah.
You know, but that was coming from what we had. It's a big change. And it's okay. It's good.
What do you think you have more of now?
I can't really say time because there's so many things that we're still going through physically, you know, recovering from the accident and all of that. We're not sick, but I still do crazy things. I still get not yelled at, but rebuked from my children, shall we say. Mom, why can't you things? Instead, no, you got to be out throwing. I was in the hospital when my 1,000 workers arrived. Earthworm. for the yard. For the gardens.
Are you gardening? What are you growing?
Well, there's not a whole lot going on. The herbs are great. We have the children and neighbors and friends built me 5 raised beds.
Oh, those are awesome.
These are, and I want roses along the back. I came with 3 rose sticks and they are growing up behind. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to turn the screen around, but perhaps maybe you can see the raised beds. Okay, so there's vegetable. This is hard pan clay in the yard. Mm-hmm. And it was clear cut. And there's fruit trees. I want everything to serve us that we put. There's fruit trees. So vegetables and fruits and herbs, basically, and some flowers.
Chris, I feel like I'm looking at myself in the future.
I'm a little doubtful of that.
Oh, why do you think that?
Because you're so together and organized.
No. I want to have the vegetable gardens and be learning. And it has nothing to do with the organized. I just love your zest for life and learning and growing and doing and just getting in there. I love it.
I'll tell you one of the things about it. A memory came to me this morning of we were gone on a trip, which we did a lot, okay? We'd be gone at least 2 months out of the year with his job. He'd have vacation time. The officers would swap out time and they'd at home, but we were gone 2 months at a time. And when we were gone, a dear friend called. Well, we've had large families and large families and we've known for many, many years. Our babies are in their 30s now, and we were having children together, you know, at the same time. So we're talking 40, 45 years for many of them. And one young friend who was the daughter, right, she called and asked, because a relative had died and people were coming from all over the country, could we use your house? Mm-hmm. We could not do it because it was a mess. It was terrible. And I felt awful. God has given us such great blessings. Here we have this huge house, over 3,000 feet just for the living area. And we weren't free to say, come on over. Because all those blessings, and we could not make use of it for that. And I didn't ever want that to happen again, you know? When things got better, someone else wound up calling us 10 o'clock at night. We got the message. He says, what would you say if I come walking up your driveway about 4 o'clock this morning, you know, in the morning? Mm-hmm. There was another funeral, and he was coming alone, being dropped off at the bottom of our driveway by the bus and coming in. It took us an hour. That was a big, and that was before you, but we had been trying, even though it wasn't systematic, the attempts were there, mm-hmm. and they were failing. By the same token, have a home that is so spit and polish, you're afraid to sit down or eat because it's so perfect, a catalog room, that you can't live there. You can't just be you there and kick off your shoes and be real.
Yeah, you need to have that, like, not perfect, but able to have people over house that you can live in and love and also open up to others when on a moment's notice. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what you have now?
We had that up there, but it wasn't like this. People have been coming to visit us and stuff, but in a much smaller scale. The young men who in cabinets, I told them when I get to get my corset off that we want to have them come for dinner because they did it. They graciously did it for us. And they're not related to us. And we didn't know them previously, but they just did it and want to have them for dinner. And there'll be about 17 with the three families.
How great is that?
So I'm figuring out how to accomplish it. There was no problem in Michigan. It was routine.
Chris, what would you say to someone who's just starting out? They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad Chris shared her story. I'm in my 70s. I thought my time for getting organized has passed. What would you say to them? They're like, okay, I'm going to start. How should they start? What would you say to them?
Start where you are. I don't have the level of organization that I would want to have by any stretch of the imagination. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I still get to do the Friday basket. That's unreal how huge that's been for me. Oh, excuse me, Sunday basket. Yeah. I sit here corrected. But it's still Friday basket here.
Yeah, you can do it any day.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. And this is also my Friday cup because Krisha is our fifth daughter. And I have, for each of the 7 days, I have a special cup.
Oh, neat.
And they're hanging on the side of the cupboard. But this is for, So I did that just for today, but I'll have it. It'll be washed by Friday. But that Friday basket, all the different elements, there isn't any one of them would deem more important than the other, except maybe the medical binders, which I don't have the binders done. We were hoping when Mark and Krisha were here, if this is going to be public, when they were here, that was a goal, was to get the binders, but they wound up ill, and I was just out of it mm-hmm. from the, I didn't even know a lot when they first got here because of, it was just too much. And then, but that didn't happen, but I did have the emergency medical binders. And when the EMS commented to a friend of ours, because it actually happened kind of across the street from the church is where it occurred. And then there were friends, a multitude of friends that were there helping. Mm-hmm. And the one man, he goes, wow, this lady is organized because I carry the portable Sunday basket. Everywhere I go, I've learned now, a lot of places I don't carry it in with me, but it's in the vehicle of whatever vehicle we're in. It has the folders, emergency folders. And that's what they use. They got the medicine, got my history and all of that. And so because of that, my husband was just very shook up, but he wasn't injured. But yeah, it was huge. There's so many, I'm gung-ho. I guess I'm the kind, it's either everything or nothing. I'm afraid.
Me too.
I'll say, I don't know how does a disorganized brain show up on any EEG. I can't figure that out.
Well, Chris, I know that as you guys are, if you've listened to the whole podcast or you've watched this whole YouTube, Chris's connection wasn't very good. And so you had to really listen closely to get all of the nuggets that she shared. But Chris, I am so, so grateful that you came on the podcast and that you shared your story because there's a lot in your story that many people can relate to, that, you don't know when you're going to be literally up to your waist in snow, or you're going to have an accident and you just, that's why it's called an accident. We weren't prepared for it. It's not something we're planning on. So a little bit at a time, getting organized a little bit at a time, it's never too late. Anyone can organize, just doing the next step. Is there anything else you want to share with people before we go?
When I look at being organized, I don't see it myself. Krisha and our acquired daughter, Marisha, they are meant that they see it. It's striking. Myself, I don't see it because I see all the imperfections.
Mm. You mean they see how much you have become more organized? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
How fun is that when your daughter and your daughter-in-law are giving you the school lessons and the things to work on, just like you used to give to them?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Well, thank you. Let me be here.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.